I'm Carolyn Holzman, and this is Confessions of an SEO. This is where I'm sharing my experiences in SEO, both as an SEO and an SEO tester. Through testing, I watch Google's feed. Like every SEO tester, I do not have to wait for an announcement. I just have to wait to see what Google does. So if you're an independent or agency SEO, I definitely get you. Business owners or stakeholders. A lot of people don't know that I was once a local business owner of a CD-DVD duplication studio for a long time. And I understand you're always trying to understand things better. So please stay receptive. And remember, no matter how smart you are, you're not an SEO. Welcome to Season 3, Episode 17 of Confessions of an SEO. Last week was all about great expectations from clients. And this week, I kind of felt like shifting the focus over to my greater expectations. And before I regale you with my week's expansion, I am excited. In a couple of weeks, I'll be speaking at the YAKS SEO Conference in Denmark next month. It's hosted by Jesper Nissen, and he has an automated cloud stacking software that builds SEO-optimized HTML sites. And, of course, he uses this himself in his work. He also has a mastermind where he shares all the latest ranking breakthroughs. Now, it's a conference basically dedicated to backlinking. I know what you're thinking. Why is this on-paging indexing nerd going to a backlink conference? Hey, I do use backlinks. Now, I joke about it, and I don't think other people find it particularly funny, but I look at it much like my limoncello. They are better when I make them myself instead of buying them on a marketplace. When it comes to indexing, you know, I talk a lot about it. Yeah, I know. I really think we are not as precise, not just in our understanding of what indexation is, but in our language. Index does not mean served. Yikes, I just went right there, didn't I? So if this is your first time listening, I talk a lot about the indexation process, which comprises a lot of different subsystems. And the one that we all talk about is the one where we look using our keywords to find our content. So that's what I mean by served. Now, here's the thing. I think if I could find a way that people could make money being more precise in their language and their understanding, I bet there would be a whole lot more interest in what I'm talking about. But I don't think I can help that. You know, I'm just not the type of personality that likes hanging by the seat of my pants. I'm like the Sunday school teacher of SEO, and some of you were not raised to know what that means, and it shows. Meanwhile, I was talking with Marie Isaias, and when it comes to the nerdiest stuffing of SEO on page and mapping out what an update looks like, you know, in a sea of SEO barkers talking about Lambos and beach vacations and laptop money, we're like the people who advocate flossing your teeth. You know you should, but you just don't want to hear it. Okay, let me just go back to the conference. Now, this is my first international SEO presentation. Now, I've had some friends already get on a jet plane and go to Europe, but, you know, this is my first time for work, actually. And I hope the jet lag will mitigate any nerves. At least that's my story, and I'm going to stick to it. All right, so last week, if you listened, I spoke about the problem of the SEO working with clients. Some people do great work and they get sales, you know, higher for their customer than in any previous month, but the client somehow is still not satisfied, right? They're paying for it, but they don't really think that it's connecting to the revenue. Now, man, I feel that. I have felt that so many times, I really don't care to step back into it. But this week, I might have pushed a bunch of boulders out of my way. And I'm going to say straight out, you know, boulders of my own making, okay? This is not anybody else but me getting in my own way. Now, I've always felt that the balance of power in client SEO when you're working with a local business is completely out of whack. and I should say whack equals balance. At the SEO Spring Training event, there was a great guy there. He has an agency, and he was quite persuasive, you know, that we have to have the attitude that literally screams, and this is true even if it's the client writing the check, we have the gold. Yeah, we have the gold. I mean, it's a whole different way of looking at what we do. And I agree, you know, we do have the gold. But when we're making another business's website produce more money for their business, I'm not saying it's an direct point-by-point analogy, okay? But it's like remodeling the kitchen in a house we're renting. At the end of the day, even if we're paid, there is a time when our efforts and our knowledge no longer produce income for us. And I'm sorry. I really hate that. I know that's a strong word. I really hate that thought. That's what I hate. Now, for the past 2 or 3 years, this has been my struggle. You know, I know the path is to build and own my own assets. But there was something missing. And it was like, I knew it was there. I don't think I really knew how to get it into focus. So I'm going to tell you a little story. About 10 years ago, I had the number one plumber site in Austin. And it ranked in the local maps everywhere within the city limits of Austin. And the plumber I leased it to made mad money. But he also lost mad money. The problem was he never wanted to expand. And more to the fact, he never intended to expand. You know, he wanted to be that one guy. He did not want to have to market his business. His idea of making it was to be 100% word of mouth. Now, I learned all of this in hindsight. Had I known to consider that that thinking was a possibility, I probably wouldn't have leased it to him. Now, at the time, I was also an SEO on my own island. I did not have access into a community of like-minded marketers. I had spent so much time and energy, and let me just say, time away from my family, making this site and the Google listing rank everywhere. You know, when Google changed the map game, it came as a very cruel blow. It felt like that. Now, if you're not familiar with local listings, those are the things that when you search for something, there's usually 3 businesses that show up. Now, in the older days, there were 10 businesses in there. And then Google reduced it to 7. And then they went from 7 to 3. And it stayed 3 for a while. Now, the thing was, initially, when I got into SEO, it was how well you optimized that local listing. If you could do it better than everybody else, you would be number one in the map all over your town, all over your city. I mean, it was like shooting fish in a barrel. Then when I say Google changed the map game, it's because they said, hey, you know, if we shifted, instead of it being like whoever knew the most about how to optimize these listings, AKA SEOs, if we changed it to the location of the person who's searching and just provided them with the things that are in their immediate area. So my number one plumbing site, instead of ranking from Palmer Lane all the way down to Slaughter Lane in Austin, this change reduced the listing to a much, much smaller radius. Now, at the same time all of this was happening, my plumber dude was going through a divorce, and he had literally worked his way out of his marriage. He could remember because he didn't want to expand. So the phone rang, he went. The phone rang at 2 o'clock in the morning, he went. Now, he was really in a world of hurt. And I understand it. And basically, he jumped the shark, closed his business, and went to work for a big box plumbing outfit. Now, on Caroline Island, where I was by myself, without a community of marketers, I felt like Google had passed me by, and maybe owning my own assets wasn't all it was cracked up to be. Now, I think owning your own assets does involve a certain amount of volatility. I get that now, but I'm explaining what it feels like when you're on your own island. So with age, hopefully, comes wisdom and the ability to revise and reassess past events. Maybe reframe them a little bit and think, well, what else might have led to this same situation? A lot of things. It wasn't that owning my own assets wasn't a great idea. It's just that the concept of doing that, what it meant to do that, changed. And what was really helpful this week to help me see that is that I was in the 5-day challenge with Matt Verstee, along with 99 of my closest friends. Now, Matt, I'm just going to say there's one cool cat, he's not like, you know, a used car sales guy like a lot of SEO glad boys, but he's an authentically successful person who clearly has worked to develop and create a sense of balance in his own life. And he has something that's worked for him, and for those that can handle the commitment, he may have something for them. You know how it is. He is definitely, you know, selling to get you into a training. But he has a ton of really normal people who adore him for sharing what he has. And I guess it was interesting. It reminded me of the scene in It's a Wonderful Life, you know, when George Bailey, that's the guy who's the main character in It's a Wonderful Life. He's helped everybody his entire life. And he hit a financial skid. And instead of, you know, jumping off the bridge, he realized, you know, I'm just going to go back and just whatever happens, happens. And what happened was the entire town came to his aid. And at the end of the movie, it's his brother, Harry Bailey, that toasts him as the richest man in town. So in some weird way, Matt is probably realistically and figuratively the richest man in town. You know, success is seductive. And it got me thinking, or rethinking, I should say, everything about my Austin plumber situation so many years ago. Thankfully, the same person never walks into the same stream twice. All of us have changed. And I am stoked with the idea that came to me through this training and how it could be a viable business model that has the real potential to check off my boxes. So what is it, right? You know, if the client could get what they want, which is calls, that's it, nothing else, right? They don't care about ranking. They don't care about, they went from page 4 to page 1. All they care about is how many times did you make my phone ring? So anyway, if I had a situation where, let's say it was a client either hits a level where they're not going to expand, this particular business model doesn't reduce my ability to generate revenue from the same asset. And that if the client wants to walk away, I simply replace them and retain my work. Or let's say this, if I get fed up with a client, if the balance of power is so balanced that I can change beneficiaries without feeling like I was ripped off, you know, that feeling of, you know, when you've made something that somebody else owns so good that they don't need you anymore. That's what they think, right? And when they walk away, just be honest with you, I'm a human. I do feel ripped off. You know, but I'm thinking of a situation where I don't feel that I have to suck it up to keep them or be pissed off that they left and explain again that even though I'm not tracking all the keywords they want, it doesn't mean that they don't already rank for them. You know, I'm not hauled into another meeting where they want to talk about conversion and tell me that I'm not working as hard as I should, or ask me, how was I working for them when it was clear by my Facebook page that I was in Vermont? What the hell? So I'm looking at a business model where, yeah, I am the one with the gold. And I'm the only one that has to know it. I don't need to rub it in anybody's face. It's just a thing. It's because I decided it, and it's how I'm going to work it. And if somebody doesn't want to work with me, it is fine. Thank you for our time. I wish you well. Next. You know, where I can let them go with ease and grace and no hard feelings, because I have somebody who can handle the business that I can start sending it to starting that afternoon. And also, it's like where a decent human being that after they are getting all the new business actually says, wow, Vermont sure looks like a lot of fun. When you get back into town, let's have lunch and catch up. Thank you for all you do. Now, that's what I'm talking about. And these are my own greater expectations. Wish me luck. Well, that's it for this week. Check out Crawl or No Crawl reports for new findings on the ongoing indexation research. We are now past day 600. Hee-hee! Thank you to the supporters of Confessions. Thank you for being a listener. Please come back and bring a friend. And if you'd like to support this podcast, search for Confessions of an SEO Sponsor. And any of those top results will take you to where you can check that out. Well, it's been my pleasure to be with you, and I'll see you in the SERPs.